on the roof? Where did you get that going?
Yeah, the hall. Did you have a Sherpa help you
drag
that box up? There you go.
No. Donuts aren't that heavy.
Get
just
back to enjoy.
Gut.
Oh,
just,
these are light.
Yeah.
Fresh.
That's right.
Stop. Well, you guys all are enjoying when I'm not. Yeah. Joe, help. Are
you? Yay.
The gang's all here this morning. Can you smell the donuts?
Here. Double C, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Joe. Always look forward to these Friday mornings. Really do.
Especially when a dozen donuts pops in the side door as well.
Glad I could make you guys happy.
Well, you did. You did a great job. Smitty, we haven't done a Friday morning together, and
no,
I can't
it's
tell
been
you.
A while.
I don't even know what we're talking about today because my cell phone is at home. My alarm's ringing. My wife is upset. My daughter is sick. But Julie's here with donuts, and Chuck's here. So I'm not going home. We're doing radio to about noon today. So if you want to come by and say hi, we're a week away from Friday Night Lights. Our high school football schedule kicks off on the 21st. But as Chuck was reminding me, we've got some scrimmages and things going on tonight.
Yeah, after inter-squad control games a week ago, the Monroe County 11s moving up a step tonight in controlled scrimmages against other clubs this evening, just a week out from opening the 2015 campaign. North-South Edgewood, all with 7 o'clock road tilts tonight, road rehearsals, dress rehearsals, as I've referred to them for years, closing out week number 2 of fall work. Scott blesses North Cougs. Will bump pads tonight over at Avon against Scott's older brother, Mark's Orioles, Momoriarity's South Panthers. They trek up to Lawrence Central. Jerry Bland's Edgewood Mustangs will play at Danville tonight. And a week out from the real start as the Cougs face preseason second-ranked Columbus East. A week from tonight at Martin Memorial in our broadcast Lidlifter, also home next Friday, Edgewood, hosting Mitchell, and South will play at B&L on opening night. The Monroe County Youth Football Association holds its annual jamboree Saturday morning out at Memorial Stadium as the regular season nears. It'll start a week from this weekend. They'll get started early tomorrow around 10, run through about mid-afternoon as the AFL and NFL teams set down their offenses and defenses. Week number 2 on the fall sports feed ends this weekend. Dustin Carver's South Girls, the golfers who are ranked 12th in the state, they'll send out veteran senior Sharice Otter and Emma Fisher, leading the Panthers tomorrow, and as they have here early season, against an 8-team field at the Clarksville Providence Invitational. Meanwhile, Owen Valley and Missy Ringler's Edgewood Mustangs got together over at Pine Woods in Spencer yesterday. Owen Valley winning by 6 shots with a 2-14, led by senior Keely Arnold's 40. She won medalist honors. Junior Megan Higgins led Edgewood with a 50. 10 o'clock, South Jamborees in soccer Saturday for North and South, both boys and girls. The boys teams, the Cougars and Panthers, will play at North, while the girls will hook up and get the kinks out at Bloomington South. That's tomorrow morning. The girls' real season will open next Monday. Plus, we'll add volleyball and boys' tennis to our calendar as well. Don't forget the 14th annual Bloomington North Golf Scramble unfolds tomorrow at 8:30 out at the Cades. A full field, I'm told, of 32 teams, which is great for this fundraiser. They've been all assembled, ready to tee it up. All of the proceeds benefit the Cougar Boys and Girls program. We wish everyone fairways and greens. Reds win big. We'll talk more about that. Next hour, they beat the Dodgers 10-3 last night, and the Colts hit the airwaves for the first of 4 preseason games coming up Sunday noon pregame in Philadelphia.
Yep, Smitty, and with football, any kind of football, we've got jamborees, as you mentioned, going on. All the sports are going to start falling into place, and we're going to have busy Fridays and Mondays from here on out, so that's exciting times.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Reds on the radio tonight, 10 o'clock pregame in Los Angeles against the Dodgers, 9 o'clock tomorrow, and then following, joined in progress, after the Colts Philadelphia, as you mentioned. Noon Sunday pregame, Bob Lehman, the Colts Veteran Radio Network, 1 o'clock kickoff from the City of Brotherly Love, and then the Reds are back in town with Kansas City and Arizona next week. We'll give away a pair of tickets to the Reds in Arizona for next Friday night's game. So if you want to get out of the college scene for a weekend and stay away from high school football, well, we can give you an alternate programming for all of that. Smitty, as we move forward, the PGA Championship is live and up and running in Whistling Straits, the 97th edition, the third time they've been at Pete Dye's Lake Michigan Masterpiece. And Dustin Johnson
Well, he's beating Dustin Johnson again. 66 yesterday to lead the way. If you remember at the U.S. Open, you do, Dustin Johnson. Well, he had a four-footer at the U.S. Open to win the tournament.
Yeah,
that
win.
Was
yeah.
he used the whole weekend at the British Open to fall apart, not one
let's
hole.
Let's see if he could put the weekend, specifically Saturday and Sunday's rounds together.
It's interesting. I've had some folks say, well, he's owed this because of the sand bunker in 2010 and karma this and karma that. Here's I remember when Payne Stewart beat Phil Mickelson in 1999 at Pinehurst. You remember that? U.S. Open. And everybody thought last year, well, Phil's just going to go there, complete the Grand Slam. This is sports. This is not Hollywood.
Yeah,
let's let the players play the game. And it's only 54 more to go. Let's not start carving the trophy up.
Well, if I were putting together a fantasy team, my first round was carnage. So I know there's no 18-hole cuts, but
luckily for you,
it doesn't bode well for the old man.
Well, you can get things started today. Hopefully the morning wave is favorable. Morning wave, Joe, yesterday almost two shots better than the afternoon wave. The wind picked up, and that was the difference. And that's why David Lingmert, 67 in the afternoon yesterday, leading golf. That was like 8 under early, so good stuff for him. We'll get caught up, as we mentioned. We'll talk a little bit more golf at 8:45. Plenty of baseball as well. That Schwarber guy, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs.
Had himself a day, didn't he?
Well, it seems like every 4 days he's having himself a day. So we're getting used to it in a good way.
Never get tired talking about Kyle.
Nope.
Isn't that the truth?
Not
and other guys moving up through the ranks now, too, former Hoosiers.
Exactly right. It's been a good summer. Sam Travis, number one first baseman in the Red Sox League. All right, Smitty, good job as always. We'll get you at 8:45.
See you then, fellows, guys, and gals.
And your forecast for Bloomington on the almost half. How many days? 31 days? We're almost halfway through.
Yeah, pretty much.
August on a Friday. It'll be nice. A little bit warmer than we've seen the last 3 days as the air gets a little bit warmer. 85 today. Partly cloudy skies. 63 overnight. 0% chance of rain. 20% chance on Saturday. A high of 87. 90 and sunshine on
class, how we doing? Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
I'm trying to stay up because
how many donuts?
That's what I'm getting at.
Here.
Yeah, that's the sugar. The sugar crash is hitting me right now. So
he's had a couple.
I'm sweating like a.
They're staring
at
him too.
Oh baby,
like sitting in the sunlight.
Oh baby.
Well, he'll take Mikey out on a hike and
there you go.
I got the donut sweats this morning. It's kind of like the meat sweats, but sugary.
Yeah.
I'll probably be attacked by bees, Joe, if I go on the hike because of the donut residue.
Use those paper towels and get all the crumbs off.
That's right.
Leave it as you find it, right?
Yep.
All right, here we are, part two. Cell phone, straight at home, sitting on the desk. The alarms woke up the family twice this morning. Sorry about that, gang. Oops, didn't mean to do it. Joe, we said we're going to talk a little baseball. We are. The Reds were on the radio last night. We'll have them the next 3 nights in Los Angeles with the Dodgers. A good start to a big series with L.A., at least from the Giants' perspective. Kyle Schwarber doing things. The NL Central race. Cardinals are in firm control there. We got a little golf to talk about, so I will open the floor to you and follow your lead.
Well, we'll talk a little about the Reds. Winners in Los Angeles late night on the airwaves 10-3. They beat up on former teammate Matt Latos. Billy Hamilton had career highs, 4 hits, 4 runs scored, stole his 53rd base. My golly, that's only 3 shy of his 56 that he swiped a year ago. Brandon Phillips knocked in 3 with a couple of hits. And the Reds got the bats working Thursday night for Kevious Sampson, who got his second win as they pounded out 15 hits, and again, the pregame at 10 o'clock. Left-hander John Lamb might remember the name. He was part of that Johnny Cueto deal with Kansas City. He is the 6th starting pitcher to make his debut for the Reds this season. The left-hander goes tonight in Los Angeles, again, 10 o'clock pregame. Never get tired of talking about Kyle Schwarber, the former Hoosier All-American. Have yourself a day, will you, Kyle? 4 RBI, 3 hits, 2 home runs. He's got 8 now, a couple of runs scored. Cubs have won 7 in a row, 13 of their last 14. Other red-hot club, don't have to tell you, Toronto for the 2nd time this year. They've won 11 straight games. They are on fire. Elsewhere, at football practice on Thursday, Kevin Wilson's Hoosiers, after a day off, back in the sunshine. On the practice field yesterday, defensive coordinator Brian Norm welcoming back Darius Latham along the interior front after a minor knee problem surfaced. So Darius will be worked in slowly as 2 days continue this day and on into next week. T-Grace Scales continues to impress at linebacker during the fall works. Marcus Oliver's back healthy at linebacker. He's having a great camp. Chase Dutra at free safety, he's getting after it, having an outstanding fall preseason. Big Ten officials, by the way, will be coming in Tuesday of next week for a closed scrimmage as the Hoosiers face a full week of hitting two-a-days, the final week before classes began. Amy Burberry, Soccer Ladies, an exhibition tomorrow night down in Louisville. Todd Yeagley's fellas, they have Valparaiso on the card Monday night out at Armstrong Stadium at 7:30. Amanda Janney's first field hockey club is back, having reported Tuesday. Volleyball of Sherry Dunbar. Cruzan, they're getting things put together at UGM. Ron Helmer's cross-country squads report on Monday of next week. Senior diver Lacey Hauser is qualified for the U.S. Olympic trials, finishing 11th on the 3-meter springboard on the final day of competition Thursday down in Orlando at the USA National Championships. A couple of other items. The high school soccer jamborees go tomorrow at 10 o'clock for North and South, boys and girls. The boys' teams, the Cougs, the Panthers, will play at North, while the girls will get the kinks out at Bloomington South. The girls' real season will open on Monday, plus we'll add volleyball, boys' tennis to our calendar as well, including high school football. We mentioned the fall scrimmages coming up, the preseason scrimmages tonight against another team. All three Monroe County 11s on the road, Edgewood at Danville, South Trek's up to Lawrence Central, and North will play a controlled scrimmage at Avon tonight. Elsewhere, we have the Monroe County Youth Football Association holding its annual jamboree tomorrow. The little guy is hitting the turf out at Memorial Stadium. The regular season nears. It starts next weekend. They'll get started early around 10 o'clock Saturday through the mid-afternoon as the AFL and NFL teams put down their offenses and defenses. One of my favorite drivers on the Sprint Cup circuit, Kyle Busch. He's won four of the last seven. He's currently in the chase right now, 30th in the standings, 11 races since returning from that broken right leg and left foot. Michigan 400 up in Brooklyn on Sunday for the good old boys. The rain-delayed Sheldon Kinzer Memorial goes tonight at the Bloomington Speedway with hot laps starting at about 6:30. And don't forget the Colts on the radio. First of four preseason games in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Bob Lamy, the pregame at noon on Sunday.
All right, Schmidt, a good job. The golf is heating up as round number two gets underway.
I hope it heats up.
You're going to need more in a hot pocket, aren't you? You're going to need a little bit. That's all right. Dustin Johnson, he leads by a shot. His opening round 66, 6 under par on the par 72 Whistling Straits. Straits course leaderboard, lovely Kohler, Wisconsin. Pete Dye's Lake Michigan Masterpiece, one shot lead over Swedish. He's been playing well. David Lingmerth, Russell Henley, Matt Kuchar, Harris English, Jason Day, Danny Lee, a couple of the names. Oh, Scott Piercy, look at that, at 4 under par. Right in the thick of it all. Tee times just getting started about an hour ago, so half the people on the course. We'll keep an eye on that and review that on Monday. We'll review the Reds' road trip to Los Angeles, see how the young one, that all these young guys are playing for jobs, Joe. There's plenty for the Reds to do. They've got the Suarez kid at shortstop.
Yeah, Eugenio hit, failed him in. He hit a three-run home.
He did. His eighth of the year, he's batting .307.
Yeah.
So sometimes Cozart was having a great year. Well, now you found Suarez, and you can get it maybe a little younger because he's done it for 3 months now. This is not a flash in the pan.
No.
And then when Cozart gets healthy, then you've got extra guys, or you can start moving some of those pieces as well.
Yeah.
And the Reds could be a player in that. Kyle Schwarber, as you mentioned, he does what he does. I gave you the stats earlier in the morning. They're 17-8 with him in the lineup.
Yeah.
They're seven. Was that seven straight yesterday? Is that how many?
Uh-huh, seven in a row. 13-14.
Glad I have my sandals on if I'm counting.
Matter of fact, they closed out. They play at Comiskey at USL today.
So a little crosstowner?
weekend series. So, but they closed out the Wrigley Field homestand 7-0. You know, they swept the Giants.
Yes, they did. And
took care of
Milwaukee stinks.
Business with Milwaukee. So,
a little walk-off home run the other night by Montero. So, Cubs. Lester's finding it. That helps. I think he's won 4 in a row. He's struck out 10 or more in 4 of his last 5 or something ridiculous like that. So, good stuff there. A week from this Friday, Joe, it's high school football. We'll kick it off. Scott Bless, 6:30. Chalk Talk as they welcome the Columbus East Olympians. We'll get all the high school wrapped up on Monday, plus the Colts. Well, again, it's busy from now on.
Yeah, it is. Glad to have you back. First time we've talked in
a month.
Has been that long? Yeah.
Because you were
I've been on the last couple of Fridays, but you've been away, so you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's been.
I missed you on Friday the 15th of July, and you had all three of those Fridays off after that. So I haven't been here either. 1 month.
Yeah. We're back.
We are back.